Chapter 42. And Job proceeded to answer Jehovah and say, I have come to know that you are able to do all things, and there is no idea that is unattainable for you. Who is this that is obscuring counsel without knowledge? Therefore I talked, but I was not understanding things too wonderful for me, which I do not know. Hear, please, and I myself shall speak. I shall question you, and you inform me. In hearsay I have heard about you, but now my own eye doth see you. That is why I make a retraction, and I do repent in dust and ashes. And it came about, after Jehovah had spoken these words to Job, that Jehovah proceeded to say to Eliphaz the Temanite, My anger has grown hot against you and your two companions, for you men have not spoken concerning me what is truthful, as has my servant Job. And now take for yourselves 7 bulls and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job. And you men must offer up a burnt sacrifice in your own behalf, and Job my servant will himself pray for you. His face only I shall accept, so as not to commit disgraceful folly with you. For you have not spoken concerning me what is truthful, as has my servant Job. Accordingly, Eliphaz the Temanite and Bildad the Shuhite and Zophar the Naamathite went and did just as Jehovah had spoken to them. And so Jehovah accepted Job's face. And Jehovah himself turned back the captive condition of Job when he prayed in behalf of his companions, and Jehovah began to give in addition all that had been Job's in double amount. And there kept coming to him all his brothers, and all his sisters, and all those formerly knowing him, and they began to eat bread with him in his house, and to sympathize with him, and to comfort him over all the calamity that Jehovah had let come upon him. And they proceeded each one to give him a piece of money, and each one a gold ring. As for Jehovah, he blessed the end of Job afterward more than his beginning, so that he came to have 14,000 sheep, and 6,000 camels, and 1,000 spans of cattle, and 1,000 she-asses. He also came to have 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he went calling the name of the first, Jemima, and the name of the second, Keziah, and the name of the third, Keren-Happuch. And no women were found as pretty as Job's daughters in all the land, and their father proceeded to give them an inheritance in among their brothers. And Job continued living after this 140 years, and came to see his sons and his grandsons 4 generations. And gradually Job died, old and satisfied with days.